Tigers got new jumps on their nose. Ten Tigers got whips between their toes. Ten Tigers got keel and got old points. That wind come off the fin and blow you through and back again. Let that wind come off the fin, blow you off your boy.
Thank you, Dennis. Well, now, what were you doing on that day?
Day?
Yes, when the news came through.
News?
July the 21st, 1969.
What are you on about?
Oh, come on now. July the 21st, 1969.
You haven't had any of your funny turns, are you?
One small step for man.
1969, you
say. One giant leap for mankind.
Leap? Yeah. Was that a leap year then, were it?
Neil Armstrong landing on the moon, July the 21st. Well, Dennis, what were you doing on that day, 30 years ago this week, when man first set foot on the moon?
Oh, the Yanks, you mean, landing up the moon.
Yes, landing up the moon. A pivotal point in human history. Possibly the greatest day in all our lives.
Made a lot of fuss about that at the time, didn't they? I remember now, yeah.
Fuss? Of course they made a lot of fuss. It was fantastically exciting, wasn't it? The entire population of planet Earth riveted by the events taking place.
Of course, so I didn't really hear about it till the following Thursday, see. Mm.
Sorry?
That come with me portion of haddock, see.
Mm. Haddock.
Mm. Me gran said she'd heard something on the mallard, but see, I was that busy. There's a man on the moon, she come out and told me. That's on the mallard, she said. There's a man on the moon. That's right, gran, I say. Sort of mollified. Well, you know as I do, she have these fancies of hers, don't she? That's right, gran, I say.
Dennis.
There's a man on the moon.
Dennis, is that...
Now what, missy?
What?
She were right all along.
Well, yes, Dennis, she was.
They were.
Yes. Yes, we all know a man landed on the moon.
On the moon he had. Oh, only I didn't really sort of realise until the following Thursday.
You received the news in your usual somewhat haphazard and tardy method of studying current events.
See, that were around me haddock.
By reading the newspapers in which Oily Ollie, your travelling fish and chip merchant, wraps your supper on Thursdays.
You can scoff, myself. There ain't much what don't filter through to me.
But tasty.
The trouble is, the really sort of important news tend to take a bit longer, see?
Yeah, the really important news. Why?
I often ask that myself, you know.
Dennis, look, when you say that...
The only thing I can think of is that maybe, see, the people what buys the paper in the first place ain't too keen on handing them to Oily Ollie when there's something really sort of interesting in them and that,
really,
see?
Something really interesting.
That's easy. Keeping up with Rupert. Don't hardly never miss an episode of Rupert.
Rupert Bear in the Express. But things like men landing on the moon, they take longer to get through to you.
I reckon people tear out the pages with the good stuff.
Good stuff.
That's when you're out of weight. That all get through to you in the end.
But Dennis, we live in the information age. I mean, everyone is eager to keep up with really vital developments, like Neil Armstrong setting foot on the lunar surface.
Well, that depend what you mean by vital, don't it?
Well, I would have thought landing on the moon was pretty vital, wasn't it?
Yeah. What's so vital about that? Well, anyhow, flash in the pan. What's the point of going all the way up to the moon? You tell me that.
Well, for a start, the scientific...
What's there when you get there, huh? There. What's the point of going to a place where ain't got so much as a shovel full of good earth to grow a bit of veg in? You tell me that.
Dennis, you don't seem to...
And every time you want to go to the privy, you had to get all dressed up, don't you?
What do you mean, all dressed up?
Well, every time you're going to go out, you've got to put your head in that sort of goldfish bowl, didn't you?
Dennis, your image...
All the way out. What did they bring back, eh? Hey? What did they bring back from the moon, eh?
Well, they brought
I'll tell you what they brought back. A bit of rock.
Oh, yes, but a bit of rock.
Bit of rock. Well, they could have gone up Yarmouth and got that.
Jesus.
And had the name all the way through it. A bit of rock.
So the original moon landing left you quite unmoved, did it?
I say, we were busy. I told you, we were busy.
Busy. You were busy.
We didn't have no time worry about men on the moon.
Busy doing what?
There's enough trouble down on the Earth, myself, without going meddling up with the moon.
Dennis, you said... You were busy on the day of the moon landing, right?
So we were.
Doing what?
I remember it clear as clear.
Good.
One of the worstest weeks of my life, that were.
Really?
Yeah, that were like being fired on by your own side.
Fired on side?
Day after day.
Dennis, I...
Well, I don't blame Errol. You're only doing what come natural.
Errol?
Well, he were playing havoc with me, Brassicas, night after night he were.
Dennis, this Errol...
Got out of the sad he done.
Got out.
I blame myself. That was my own fault. See, I generally use a bit of leather to make a hinge for me hatch doors, you see.
We're talking rabbits?
Only that. That ain't so durable leather. That ain't as durable as a metal hinge, see?
Dennis, was this Errol who preoccupied you on that momentous week in July 1969 a rabbit?
Got out of the Saturday, done.
Are you telling me the escape of a bunny rabbit from a hutch was of such overwhelming significance that you completely failed to take cognizance of the moon landing?
Missus, there's some of us out here on the fin what lives in the real world.
The real world?
Having your brassicas nibbled by your own rabbit night after night.
That's the real world, whereas Neil Armstrong landing...
That's very real, Miss South. That's very real if you have to provide for yourself like what me and my grand do.
Oh, I see. Yeah, and this rabbit represented food to you.
At least that were me own rabbit what were eating me brassicas. That'd have been worse if that were someone else's. At least that were all going into fattening me own rabbit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I do begin to see what you're saying. See,
you'd rather have your greens on one side of your plate and your rabbit on the other. Mm-hmm. You want to get them separate.
Yes,
you
yes,
want to
yes.
have no greens on your plate because your rabbits beat you to it, do you?
Yes, well, I
do
understand.
You want to decide for yourself whether you're going to eat cabbage or rabbit.
Yes, Dennis.
Don't want the decision made for you.
No, quite. I think you've
boy, made... the rabbit.
Dennis, I think you've made your point quite exhaustively. Can
besides,
we possibly...
And us going to the moon, what should we make a fuss about?
Not us going to the moon that we should be... No?
That's them coming here.
Them?
Must have been going on for years, missus.
What?
Them.
What do you mean, them?
Come in here.
Who?
Martians.
Martians?
Venusians.
Here?
You ask Mrs. Caldicott.
Dennis, are you seriously Mrs. Caldicott?
Been coming here for years, Dave.
What's this about Mrs. Caldicott?
Venusians.
Dennis.
Martians.
Dennis.
See, they like the fens, eh?
You mentioned a Mrs. Caldicott?
See, that's easy for them to land on without sort of being observed. Running with Venusians out there on the fen, that is some nights.
Well, you've seen Venusians? You've seen Martians?
Well, not as such.
Not as such.
I ain't seen what you'd call a purebred Venusian, I grant you that.
Well, what evidence can you possibly have that beings from other planets have landed here, then?
You ain't seen Kerry, then?
Kerry? Who's Kerry?
Well, we told you, Mrs. Caldicott.
Yes, right. Mrs. Caldicott. Now, you mentioned her.
He ain't actually blue.
Dennis?
Not what you'd call sort of actual blue.
Dennis?
More sort of pasty with a tinge.
Dennis?
And he is. He is. You asked me if that carrier hers got Venusian ears.
Well, I didn't actually ask you anything at all.
I don't know where he got them ears of his, but that certainly weren't on this earth.
Dennis, this Kerry...
Rest of her kids ain't nothing out of the ordinary.
Is Mrs. Caldicott's son, this Kerry?
But he, missus. That Kerry and Mrs. Caldicott, he is not of this world.
Are you trying to tell me this little boy... How old is he anyway?
Ernest Turkentine say the same.
Ernest Turkentine?
Don't take my word for it. You ask Ernest.
The headmistress of the village school... What's she got to do with
sit
it?
There all day, do. Staring up at the sky. Nabs a desk next to the window and then sits there all day. Staring up at the sky.
Well, this little Kerry?
With them gratty ears of his. Like as if he were tuning in. Trying to get a signal from home. Well, that's what owners say.
Yeah, well, all I can say is it's a pity a professional teacher hasn't got more... Yeah, well, never mind about that. How old is this little Kerry of Mrs. Caldicott's anyway? How old is he?
Well, he were born early August 1992.
1992. Oh, so he's only seven.
I mean. 9 months after that Guy Fawkes night.
9 months after that? What are you implying?
I ain't applying for nothing, missus. I ain't applying for nothing. You'll have to make your own mind up. I know what I think. Nothing will shift me.
Well, what happened on Guy Fawkes Night 1991, anyway.
Gone for more than 2 hours, she were.
What, Mrs. Caldicott?
Come back about 9. All glassy-eyed. Sort of a half smile on her face.
Yes, and?
Well, her Derek tried to get her to eat something off the barbecue, but she didn't fancy nothing.
Oh, this is Mr. Caldicott, is it?
9 months later.
Little Kerry was born?
With them ears of his.
With them? Dennis?
That's when she let it all come out.
What?
Well, she had to, didn't she? I mean, ears like that. They're obvious, weren't it?
What?
Well, that weren't in the family either side, ears like that. Where'd he get them ears then, asked Derek.
Oh, this is her husband's suspect. Oh dear. What did she...
Well, that's like I say. See, that's when it all come out.
Yes, what? Okay.
Who she were... Took.
Took?
By spacemen.
Oh, Dennis.
Well, you just got... But she couldn't have made that all up.
Oh, what?
What about inside of the spaceship?
She claims she went... Inside?
Draylon sofas all round the inside there were.
Draylon sofas in a spaceship?
And you only had to touch a button and the curtains went right up inside the pelmets.
Pelmets?
And they had occasional tables all round for putting your blancmange on.
Blancmange?
They lived on blancmange.
The visiting spaceman lived on blancmange?
One spoonful and she were out like a light.
You mean...
Don't remember a thing after taking one spoonful of Venusian blancmange.
Dennis?
Not till she turned up back at the bonfire.
Oh, glassy-eyed.
That was strawberry.
Strawberry?
The blancmange. She said that was strawberry. Mm.
Dennis,
and
really?
She's still got the evidence to prove it.
What evidence?
All down the front of her blouse. Bleach wouldn't shift it. Stains often cruel, that Venusian blancmange, dear.
Oh, Dennis, really?
You shouldn't be surprised that there weren't a whole lot more around here was half Venusian or Martian or something.
I really don't think it's...
Now, you take my friend.
Your friend? Oh, you're not suggesting Mrs. Jeffrey is some
from
sort
from
of...
a good, honest family, she do, but her...
She'll be telling me the vicar comes from Saturn next.
Satan, more like...
Dennis, that's most uncalled
All
for.
I'm saying is, Ma Jeffrey don't take after her father or her mother. Nicer woman you'd hope to meet, Mrs. Jeffrey's mother, wouldn't hurt a fly. Mind you...
Mind you what?
She were a bit like Mrs. Caldicott in one way.
Really? One way?
Well, she did tend to sort of wander off.
Wander off.
I shouldn't be surprised if that weren't who she come to be took. 9 months later, we got our Brenda...
Mrs. Jeffrey, half-alien. Dennis, you live
a bit
in
more a... More than half, if you ask me.
Dennis, sing your song. Please, sing your song. This tittle-tattle, really.
We named him after that film bloke.
Sorry?
Errol.
Errol. Oh, we're back with the rabbit again, are we?
Errol Flynn.
You named the rabbit who escaped on the day man landed on the moon 30 years ago after Errol Flynn. Why?
Well, they had a lot in common.
They had a lot in... Dennis, sing your song, please.
When you're a little baby rabbit.
Dennis, please sing your song.
A soul in your life, a soul in your life. Don't go scratching of your poor head. Don't go worrying, just go back to bed. A soul in your life and you're a long time dead. A soul in your life. God bless.
Well, thank you, Dennis.
Maybe that'll take a year or two to come out.
What?
Show itself.
What?
Well, the blue.
The blue? Oh, Kerry.
The Venusian in him, that'll start to show itself and he'll turn blue.
Dennis, I'm sure Kerry is a perfectly ordinary little 7-year-old boy.
You ain't seen him, have you? You ask Eunice.
Oh, Eunice Turkentine, the headmistress. Dennis, I can't go around asking questions.